Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Noach, Week 2, Day 6. Then Shem and Japheth took a garment, laid it on both their shoulders, and then walked backwards and covered the nakedness of their father. Their faces were turned backward, and they did not see their father's nakedness. Genesis 9:23. What effect do family relationships have for future generations? Cam, saw his father's nakedness, but instead of honoring his father by covering him, he took off to spread the news. That's why his son Canaan, did something so evil that the Torah can't even narrate it. Ham's brothers did the opposite and honored their father, covering him without looking. These things brought very important consequences, not only in the lives of Noah's children, but also in his future generations. Noah knew how to use the power of the word. By a prophetic word, he cursed his grandson Canaan for what he had done. Ham wasn't cursed. He had already been blessed. Chapter 9, verse 1. Both Shem and Japheth received a powerful blessing. The words uttered by Noah were so powerful that they still influence the development of the world today. How important is it to use our tongue correctly, especially when we speak to our children? Parents' words have great power over the life and development of the children. In many cases, they will be decisive for their future. In a family with a high moral level, it is incorrect that its members expose themselves naked, except between husband and wife. Parents should not expose themselves to their children, just as their children should not expose themselves to the siblings or parents, except when they are very young. Young children must be taught to cover themselves and not to expose their private parts to others. It is not correct for children to bathe naked in public. Ham brought a terrible curse upon his son due to his lack of high moral level relationship with his father. The Eternal commanded the children of Israel to exterminate the children of Canaan when they conquered the Promised Land, in which Canaan's children lived under very poor moral standards. Shem and Japheth's high moral standards brought such strong blessings upon the world that these still benefit us today, as they will forever. Keep a high moral standard in your family, and you will receive blessings for you and your children forever. May the Eternal always help you to have a good relationship with your parents. Shalom.